Hey, hello, lovely podcast friends. How are you doing? How's your life going on? Are we heading towards a profitable moment in your life? I really hope you are. I am. I'm a bit tired from my workshop and I need to do a lot of new workshops. So, oh my goodness, I am so happy that this is just a podcast, not a weekday radio show. So let's have a quick look on what we're going to do in this show. We're going to talk about the soft drugs profits, which are here to stay. Why should the government have all the money for the public services? How you can profit from the collapse of the governments like Illinois, Greece, Italy, Eindhoven. You see it all happening and you see it everywhere happening and you can profit from it. But let's begin with the question. I got an offer in and I was just wondering, this is something which I was wondering what you think about it. Would you think it's a good or a bad idea that this podcast is gonna get its own app and increase mobile listenership on its way? What do you think about it? I'm not sure about it. In the next 2 months, I will get six additional HTML plugins on highly popular websites in the key markets I aim at. So that is going to help me really forward bringing the podcast to the next level. And I'm not sure about an app, but it's also partly I'm not really the app guy. So let me know what you think about it. You can tweet me at Lodewijkhof or you can leave a comment below on SoundCloud. Social media is here. Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Weibo, blogging, LinkedIn, Swan, Google+. But how to use them in your advantage? Get yourself the Social Media Expert course. It's the smart point to use all social media in your advantage without burning all your time. Hofprofit.com/SMM. I say Hofprofit.com/SMM.
And all around the world are now governments regulating and allowing the uses of soft drugs. So the country, the Netherlands, which has had a failing and non-functioning policy against it, has competition now from states like Ohio, which had at its first year a few hundred million additional tax revenue in. And don't get me wrong, the governments around the world don't do it because they think that you should have the right to use marijuana. They don't do it because they think that it's gonna happen or that's good. They do it because they need the tax money. You saw that the first states in the United States who were launching it were also the most financially troubled states. So that's one thing. But also that Jeff Sessions, the guy who's running the Justice Department for Trump, is really an opponent of drugs. There's no way he's gonna stop it. And with this, Trump is gonna get a big problem. And there's an easy reason for it. At this moment, where 28 or 29 states in the United States have legalized marijuana in some form, it already created 300,000 jobs. So these are hard jobs for the people. As we know, Trump was elected with the promise to create jobs. Here he got 300,000 jobs. And according to the Census Bureau, the marijuana industry will be the fastest growing sector for new jobs, more than government spending jobs. So more than the industry, more than the creative sector. This is just happening all around. And this is the interesting part, because it could give farmers a financial boost that they can get out of subsidies. And it's just interesting. So I would simply say, let's end poverty, let's legalize marijuana.
The Brexit is here. Article 50 is triggered. The talks are going on. Unprecedented change will happen. We know this, we know things for certain. The Brexit is a profit maker, at least if you are open for making some money. Get yourself the profitable Brexit report. It explains how the Brexit could happen, the economic fundamentals. Finally, also a few great methods to make some money on the Brexit. So, are you a profit maker? Are you someone that's open-minded when it comes to making profits? Check hofprofit.com/Brexit.
Yeah, one of the big reasons that the government say that you need to pay tax is that they are gonna offer you services with it, like the streets, electricity. They're gonna protect you against violent invasions and more of those things. And I'm always wondering, why should we have the government doing that? Take the example of the pirates in the Gulf of Yemen. You know, Yemen, that's where Saudi Arabia is burning a lot of money on a daily basis because it want to kill people and it want to have a new case of genocide on its konto. But you see that the governments around the world, especially from the sailing nations, failed to protect its people on boats. So the people who are moving the goods, that keep the world going, and who make it possible for the government to collect a lot of tax money, they were basically left alone to talk with pirates. Yeah, let's start discussion with the guy with an AK-47. Really a smart move. So you had, it was a really interesting. There was an interesting company from the United Kingdom, and what they are offering is a private navy, literally an armed navy. And what they were basically doing is put all the ships in a convoy, put them all together and sail with them, and when the pirates came they issued warning shots and basically offered a navy service, protection services. And if a government is doing that, why should you then leave it to the government to do it? I mean, you see, for example, in you see a lot of examples that privately managed and owned routes are better maintained, more efficient, but lower cost to mow. I mean, I will not say that all government is bad. There are a few good government segments. But let's simply start with cutting out 90% of the government to begin with. I mean, it's not going to work. What you see all around the world is that there are really rich countries. But the rich countries are always the small countries. So, in Europe, the richest countries are Monaco, Liechtenstein. Luxembourg is the richest member state of the European Union. So, this is gonna happen, and this is something that we need to realize. And what you see, for example, in Liechtenstein, which I was looking if checking out if they would allow me to live there, and they said no. And the reason is easy, you're not born here, you make enough money, but your party decided, and we don't want disabled to live here. We will take care of our own people and it's just too expensive. Well, it's hard, but it's honest. Straight, you know what you got. And let's face the fact, I mean, the government spent almost $1 million on me in educating me. Well, if you have to pay all that money and have to make it money back over less than 40,000 people, could work. It could be a tough thing. So, no hard feelings on it, it's just I really think that they are doing the smart thing and we should recognize it and ask yourself this. Why are we not doing the smart things? Why are Western countries all around slowly declining on an economic scale? Why are we getting poorer? Why is poverty increasing? And hey, the government says they are fixing it. Well, we can see it with an increase in people on food stamps.
All the listeners love to making some money, but you will have to pay tax upon your money. But that's to change. You can save on your tax. Pay no tax. Completely legal. Start earning more money so you can take care for your beloved ones. So you can travel visa-free. Get yourself the tax-free passport. Get yourself the starting point to a tax-free lifestyle. A lifestyle which is an ultimate freedom. HofProfit.com/passport. I say HofProfit.com/passport.
Yeah, it was a few years ago we had it in Greece, and we see it now in Illinois, the state of Chicago, where everyone with common sense is fleeing the government, and where bills on your property for over $10,000 are normal because they want the money. And you kind of, what you need to realize is that this is happening all around the world. You see states and cities going bankrupt. Eindhoven will go bankrupt, Illinois will go bankrupt, and basically what those governments are going to say, we can't go bankrupt legally. We can't print money, so we're gonna raise the tax. I mean, and take Greece as an example. In Greece, was always considered a stable investment to buy your house. Now, if you really want to hurt your kids, you give them your house because there are really high taxation on it, and it is a really sad thing because you see it in Illinois, where the people who created jobs are fleeing the city, are fleeing, and gonna move because. Why would you spend a fortune on taxation only because government bureaucrats are incompetent to balance a budget? Why can they not simply say, hey, maybe it's a smart move to go for the cheap route? And with that, I'm going to leave it for you for today. It's a short show, I know. Let me know what you think about it. You can send me a tweet. You can leave me a message on SoundCloud. And I look forward to hearing back from you. And I will talk to you tomorrow or Saturday. Cheers.